Space Coast in Florida. It's the Phil Henry Show. Filling in for Phil tonight is Tom Dobka, radio consultant and one of the major voices in programming and consulting in the radio world, which doesn't really exist anymore. All right, let me do it, okay? Hold on. Tom Dobka. What is that?
That's bumper music.
Yeah, but I'm talking and I hear a guy go, hi. It sounds to me like when you're talking and all of a sudden a guy's getting it. Anyway, welcome. My name is Tom Dobka. I am trained as a radio consultant, okay? I consult radio stations. And what I do is I tell them what to do. And then they do what I tell them to do and they get high ratings. But then occasionally they tell them what to do and they don't get high ratings and they blame me. This is the world of a radio consultant, okay? Now, I have a lot of radio stations, or at least I did, across America. I do consult a couple stations in Canada. In Canada, excuse me, I got a little bit of it. I'm not an announcer. I'm a radio consultant, and I got some stations in Europe because they don't yet know in Europe that radio is pretty much dead. I didn't say that, okay? I'd appreciate if you guys just sit down over there.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Tonight, I want to just tell you a couple things, and then I will tell you that we are going to do an encore featuring a baseball-themed show that Rory MacLeod. Is that the guy?
Rory MacLeod.
Oh, sorry. Rory MacLeod recommended. It's from 2018, a baseball-themed episode along with the usual nonsense. Now, let me just tell you what has happened, because something has happened, and this is along the lines of what happened last summer. This time last summer, I sat in my car with a half-eaten sandwich in my hand, traffic just flying by me on the interstate just outside of Chicago. It was hot. I was sweating from every part of me. I was on the phone with three different radio stations trying to drum up business with a few guys, trying to drum up business with that guy Clarkson up there in Madison. She's a waste of time. But anyway, there I am with a sandwich and a phone. It's hotter than hell. And Phil Henry, a guy what I used to consult when he was on the radio stations and would never do what I told him to do, has been nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. Now, that was incredible. And I thought when I heard, that must be a joke or a mistake. They must have read it wrong. That somebody must have shoved Henry's name in there as a gag, because that's what Phil Henry does, is a gag. He goes, hey, guess what? I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. I'm only kidding. And that's what I thought was going to be a gag. So I kept on eating my sandwich. I made about 3-4 more calls. I tried to grab a nap there in the car because I know I wouldn't make it back in time to get a nap because I had 2 more meetings that I had to go to. And so the windows are rolled up. I got the air conditioning on. That's not helping. So I took my jacket off. And at one point, yes, it was so hot, I removed my pants. And I had a state Illinois trooper come up and go, man, you are. I said, look, it's hot, officer. I'm not. There's nobody here. It's just me with my pants off. So he let me go with a warning. Jesus.
With a warning, huh?
Hey, excuse me.
Sorry.
I don't want any, you know, what do you guys, peanut gallery, okay? So he let me go with a warning. He said to me, don't take your pants off. I said, even if I'm sitting in my own car? He said, yeah, because then you start to get ideas, and then I got to double back. I got to circle around and double back and take another look inside the car to make sure you're not. So that was how my day was going when I heard that Phil Henry had been nominated. And then had been selected to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. The Radio Hall of Fame. This guy that doesn't know how to do a time check. He doesn't know how to go. And now here's Janis Joplin. He's blah, 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 blah. And I would go to the program director. I'd say, you got to fire this guy. And they would. And I said, there, see? Now, and the things would get better. Every time I told him to fire Phil Henry, they did. They fired him. And all of the guys in the Radio Hall of Fame? Excuse me. I'm having some of the coffee. The Radio Hall of Fame. Well, now something else has happened. And this one is way out there. It's way out there. Now, I know that Henry is a radio, and I know he'd been on TV. He'd done some TV shows and what have you. I don't know. And then he did some goofy show at the Theater West in Hollywood, California. And some other goofy stuff. Now, what do I find out? I'm thinking Henry's out in Florida with his girlfriend doing the same garbage. I'm waiting. What are they going to do now? Are they going to call him, give him the Nobel Peace Prize? Somebody said, have you heard the news about Henry? I said, now what? Did they give him the Nobel Peace Prize? Did they give him a Pulitzer? What's it called?
Oh, you're talking to me now?
Well, just asking.
Pulitzer.
Yeah, the Pulitzer. Did they do that? Or did they give him what do they call it, Congressional Medal of Honor? What'd they do? And they said, Henry is going to be off Broadway in a play. I said, what? They said, Henry's going to be in an off-Broadway play called The Pitch, starting in October at the Actors Temple Theater on 47th Street, which sounds very religious, too. But here's the thing. Off-Broadway, that's something that big, like when you're, what's his name? The guy that did in Camelot?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Richard Harris?
No, not him. I'm talking about the guy...
Richard Burton.
Yeah, Richard. That's something that like a guy like Richard Burton does. He's going to do Broadway, huh? And now Henry's going to do Broadway. So it's not bad enough that I get up in the morning, I crawl into a car, I'm parked on the side of the expressway outside of Chicago, eating a sandwich, making calls, trying to catch a nap. And then I get the phone call that Henry's in the Radio Hall of Fame. So that's one swift kick. It's like I just almost like got kicked down there. And I went, ah, and I instinctively I said, Henry's in the Radio Hall of Fame. And I pushed my knees together like, oh, yeah. Now, yesterday, I think it was, I'm in the car. Rudy Belvecchia, you know him, don't you? No? Anyway, Rudy calls me and says, Henry's going to go and do an off-Broadway play. And just the same way, ow, you know, I could feel it started to ache right down there. Oh, never mind.
Well, you got your hand on your nuts.
Am I?
You? Yes, you're talking to us.
I put my hand on my nuts instinctively. Never mind. So that's what's going on now. One summer, Henry is in the Radio Hall of Fame. I thought his career was over. I thought him doing all the funny voices and just doing the podcast, and he occasionally does a TV show or something. He was done. And now they tell me the guy's in the Radio Hall of Fame. He's going to do off-Broadway in a play called The Pitch. And everybody's saying, hey, way to do it, Phil. Break a leg. What the hell, man? And what? In the meantime, I'm sitting in a park. I'm still in a parked car a year later eating a bologna sandwich that I had to make my, eat a bologna sandwich and sucking the worst coffee out of a thermos, trying to bag a nap, cop tapping on the window saying, put your pants back on. And I'm sure he goes back to the station and says, yeah, I got the Dobka again with his pants off. And I told him, I said, don't you never dare say that I'm in the car spanking it. The guy said, well, what else is it? I said, it was hot, man, okay? Anyway, the good news is, well, I don't know if this is good news. It's Phil Henry. See, I think Phil's a very talented guy, but when he goes to the Radio Hall of Fame and then he is going to do an off-Broadway play and all of a sudden, hey, what's he going to do? Are they going to have cocktails afterwards?
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, here's Henry from 2018 with the Los Angeles Dodgers and an awesome baseball-themed episode, Rory MacLeod. He put this together.
All right, so I just want to be clear that
let's not make the big deal out of this. All right?
Yeah, sorry.
I want to be clear. So your favorite thing?
Not my favorite thing. What are you doing, General?
Well, I'm gonna get Frank.
I'm getting Frank.
Look, everyone, calm down. Just stop for a moment.
Slop.
Stop for a moment. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the bag.
Get your hands off the bag. You monkeys want to know what?
Margaret, all we want to know, how long have you been a fan of Salted in the Shell peanuts?
You know, I happen to like Salted in the Shell peanuts, so effin' what? In a minute, I'm going to start using the vulgarity.
Margaret.
No, in a minute, I will start to use the vulgarity, if that's what you monkeys want, and it doesn't matter to me.
Well, all we're trying to find out...
No, all you're trying to do is to make me look like a monkey on the wing. God damn it.
Margaret, get him on the line.
We're going to get to it.
I'll do this. Ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'll tell you, I was going to.
No, ladies and gentlemen, I brought in a bag of Salted in the Shell ballpark peanuts. Big fucking.
Big deal, right?
Yes.
Margaret, you're gagging on them.
Excuse me?
I didn't mean to say gag.
It sounds like you're having a hard time eating them.
I'm not happy. You see, they're all of these all these swine are sitting here laughing. Ladies and gentlemen, I've loved Ballpark...
Ballpark Franks?
Isn't that my nickname for my husband?
Yes.
And what's that supposed to mean?
I thought you were going to say Ballpark Franks. She's saying Ballpark Salted in the Shell Peanuts. I know that. I'm just screwing around.
Well, stop screwing around. So anyway, I like these Ballpark... You know what? I don't have to explain myself.
We're going to get Frank Gray here.
A minute ago, Frank was having a ball out there golfing, but we're going to get Frank Gray here, and we have to bother my husband now because these monkeys want to know why it is, how it is, and when it was that I... Frank, you there?
Yeah, I've been waiting for five...
All right, hold on, Frank. Here's Phil.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm fine. What's the... Hold on, wait. My head. I'm hitting up here. I'm at Rancho Park. You cunt. See what happens when you guys bother me?
Hey, Frank, it's General Sharp. We want to ask you a little bit about Margaret's affinity for the ballpark and the ballpark and the shell. What is it?
Ballpark and the shell?
They're talking about salted in the shell peanuts.
Holy Christ. Oh, you're hit. You take it, Jerry. What is it with you, Margaret? You got to let everybody in on our foul, stinking, rotten secrets?
Frank, you've known since we were married that I like the salted in the shell peanut.
Yes, I've known it since we were married. And I've known a lot of I've known a lot of things since... Boy, you don't want to know the things.
Why did you stick to the point?
At the point. What's the question, Phil?
Well, we're just curious because she came in with a bag of these, and we asked her, well...
No, they didn't ask me anything, Frank. They were all, ha, 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 you know.
Well, Margaret, what do you expect? You're a beautiful woman, the height of fashion. You know all the big stars in Hollywood. And you walk around with a San Diego Padres salted roasted peanut bag. Shit.
You see him laughing, you know?
Well, I don't blame the guy.
What do you mean you don't blame the guy?
I don't blame him for laughing. It's a very incongruous view.
Yeah, Miss Gray, that's what I was looking for. Incongruity.
Incongruity.
You know, Dickman, I give you points for trying, but it's never going to be enough. It'll never be enough, Dickman.
Hey, Frank, all we wanted to ask was, has Margaret always been a fan of them? Does she eat them? She says everywhere she goes, she has them.
Look, Margaret goes to... How many Dodger games did you say you go to a year?
I try to get out to as many as I can. I don't know how many.
Sit out in the left field pavilion, eating the ballpark... not the ballpark, Frank. Nickname for me.
All right, enough of that.
Eats the peanuts and screams and yells and tells people to F it.
By yourself, you're sitting out there?
Yes, sometimes.
Yeah, well, at least when they don't sell beer out there anymore, so I don't know.
I go out to the pavilion when... I don't care whether they sell beer or not. I go to a few ball games
By yourself?
By myself, because I enjoy it. Okay, Frank?
Margaret?
I enjoy it. And there's no swinging.
Yeah, no swinging.
Hold on for a minute.
What I'm saying is this. There's nothing you or I or anyone can do about it. And that's just a fact of life.
All right, well what happened was, and nobody say anything. Okay?
Tranny, you went Nev. Well, you did.
I don't care what I said. Nobody say anything. Hold on. God damn.
Hey, when the man says nobody say anything.
That means everybody. Margaret walked in. She's, hey, everybody, how you doing? She's got a bag of salted-in-the-shell peanuts. We went, wow, look at this. You know, when did you start getting into those?
Yes, and I said...
Wait a minute, Margaret.
Margaret, God damn it, will you shut up?
Frank, how dare you?
How dare I? The man asked, and what do you want?
It's your hit.
Just play without me, will you?
I win.
Okay, you win, Jerry. Oh, boy, she thinks she's such a great golfer.
All right, so what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
I'm saying, Margaret, been nuts about the salted in the shell peanut bag of those on our wedding night.
Well, that is a fine how-do-you-do, Frank.
Well, it's true. Wasn't I digging that stuff out of the sheets and out of the God the next morning after our honeymoon night, a night that a man should be... Remember it fondly for the rest of his night. I'm digging shells out of my...
You know something? You really are a crude animal.
Well, yeah, and you liked that night. Now, ever since, it's no good. Because I remind you of the fact that I had to pick peanut shells out of my C-R-A-C...
We get it, Frank. And no, that is not true, Phil. I wasn't going to bed eating them.
You weren't. You're going to sit there and tell me...
Frank, are you trying to say that I laid in bed on our wedding night eating salted-in-the-shell peanuts out of a bag?
Yes. And watching a Buffalo Bison International League game on Channel 6 out of Buffalo.
What are you guys doing in Buffalo?
We were at Niagara Falls, big deal.
We took a run to Niagara Falls as a laugh. It was boring, and we hightailed it back to Buffalo because the Bison game was on.
Yeah, and...
I never knew you were that big of a baseball fan.
Wait a minute, what do you mean a Bison game?
That was the name of the Buffalo team?
That's the name of the Buffalo entry into the International League. God damn it.
Oh, look at him. He's got a ball, just like he did on our wedding night. Please, Margaret, please, turn off the Bison game.
I was trying to get you to focus on what it was you were doing.
Don't you dare, Frank.
All right, fine. Ballpark Frank. Oh, ow.
Jesus. What are you doing there, Mr. Gray?
Mrs. Gray.
Mr. Gray.
Oh, but that night, he... Oh, fuck it. We're watching the ballpark. We're watching the game. And that's how it happened, so...
And that's how it happened, huh?
No, that isn't how it happened. I've enjoyed the salted in the shell peanut for years, Frank, long before I met you.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. You probably started going to ball games with your dad, Harvey Gray. There was something wrong upstairs. It might have been some, well, I don't want to say.
Oh, you're going to put down to my father what you have.
Untreated gonorrhea? No.
All right, enough of the conversation. Thank you. Go back to golfing. I'm sorry that I bothered you, Frank.
Wait, hold on for a minute. That's my husband, Frank. Frank.
Yes.
On your way home.
I'll pick up another bag of salt in the...
Get me the, remember, the San Diego Padre brand.
What difference does it make?
I like eating out of a bag that says San Diego. You dig?
Oh, yeah, okay. Why? Because that's where the zoo is, and you want to be a monkey? Huh?
You know something? I'm going to come through the phone on your tired old...
I'm. Thank you very much, Phil. This old heck...
That was uncalled for.
The whole conversation was uncalled for.
Then why did you call him?
Margaret, all I wanted to know was, why do you eat peanuts? Why do you eat salted in the shell peanuts? Now I know. It's no big deal.
No, it's no big deal. You see, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say this.
All right, come on, Margaret. Yeah, let's move. We got
to
move.
No, we don't have to move. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it is. A woman is not allowed to do things like eat salted in the shell peanuts. A woman's not allowed to change her own oil. A woman...
Oh, Margaret, come on.
No. A woman can't sit by herself in the left field pavilion at Dodger Stadium and tell the New York... What are they called? The Giants?
You mean the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, San Francisco.
What's the New York?
Mets.
No.
Yankees.
No. What the fuck are you talking about? The New York Giants.
That's a football team.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. You can't sit in the left field pavilion and watch a football game.
No, you can't sit in the left field pavilion because they don't play football at Dodger Stadium.
Well, then I don't know where I was, but I was enjoying myself. And then some slob says, hey, lady, can you do something with those peanuts other than eat them that loud? And I said, yeah, I could shove the whole bag up your you-know-what. And that started a brawl, and I slipped out the back.
That's what she said.
I ought to kick...
Hey, wait, hold on for a minute. Watch it, Mark. You come at me, that'll be the last person you come at.
Ooh... That's a good fight.
We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Hi, Clown Biggerly here for Clown Biggerly's Wear. You know, ladies, you better start dressing better. I don't know how else to say it. Start dressing better, start looking better. Clown Biggerly, I know the name is bad, and the clothing looks ridiculous, too. However, the way a lot of you dress, my clown clothing is exactly what you want. 35 years as a professional clown, I didn't know what else to do with these suits, so I opened up a ladies' wear store. And guess what? We've gotten traffic. We've got good, decent foot traffic. Many of the women are overweight. The only thing they can fit into are those large clown pants. But let me tell you what. I think it's in style. I think it's going to be in style. Oh, who am I kidding? Biggerly's clown wear. Wear it. Don't wear it. He's leaving the mall soon. Malls are going out of business anyway. How about doing it online? Doing what online? I'd be luckier doing porn online. Good idea.
Hello. This is Mary Hurves. I'm the person who invented Hurves d'oeuvres. Yeah. And I haven't gotten any kind of credit for that. Little small pieces of food that you can pop into your mouth before the main course is served. Little bits of cracker, little bits of cheese that you then quaff down a big pint of beer or a big bottle of whiskey with. No one gave me any credit. Now I've come out with something that I think you'll really like. It's called Mary Herb's Wiping Up the Rear. Now what it is little bits of chocolate on a cracker. Yeah, you may think I shit on those crackers.
God damn!
Well, we've got a production deal with her.
Mary Herb's Wiping Up the Rears. They're really delicious.
Could I have another Wiping Up the Rear, please?
Why, certainly.
I don't know what I'm doing at this party, but these Herb's d'oeuvres are just great.
It's Wiping Up the Rear. Reminds me of the last horse I bet on.
Hey. Mary Herbs. Get it in your local grocery store. And the food, too.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, El Pacifico in Southern California. I'd like to ask you guys with the most humblest of, in the most humblest of manner, if you give us a rating and review on iTunes, go to iTunes and give a rating and review of the world famous Phil Hendry Show podcast. We'd enjoy that very much. We'd appreciate that very much. And we thank you for that. A rating and review helps ensure, well, something. I don't know what.
Well, it gives you a rating and review.
Yes, it does. Hopefully, give us a big positive review, and we'll love you till the cows come home.
Yes.
And also, on Friday nights, we have our Friday night chat. If you are a new BSP or a regular BSP and you're not aware of the fact that on Friday nights we get together at philhenryshow.com and we chit-chat. If you're a Backstage Pass member, come on in. Talk, ask, comment, talk with other BSPs, whatever you'd like to do. Folks, Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria Grover, are at an auction there as the Claire Longette auction in Beverly Hills. And we got Larry and Gloria Grover on the phone. We're not going to talk to them about the auction. How's that going, Larry?
Well, it's an interesting thing, Phil. You're talking about auctions. You're talking about a lot of people, especially one in Beverly Hills with money, but mother wanted to come over.
I want to talk to you. Hello, Phil.
Hi.
Margaret.
Hello, Gloria.
Claire Longette, did you know her?
I did interview her once, yes.
She had a marvelous collection of figurines that I wanted to take a look at, and she had a snooker table.
A snooker table, yeah, right.
Larry, because you don't play snooker doesn't mean the rest of the world is a dumb creep. So,
thank you, Mother.
Oh, Larry.
So you're going to be, are you bidding on things, Larry?
Mother is. I've got the paddle. We haven't been in yet.
I want to bid on the figurines and the snooker table. Claire Longette was, Phil, a fashion designer here in Hollywood. She really didn't do much more than that but sit around all day and play snooker.
And Mother admired her.
Well, how did you know about her?
Well, she was a fashion designer.
Did she design for films?
No, she designed dresses.
Did she have a store?
What do you mean, did she have a store?
Did she have a store? No, she didn't.
Well, then...
Yeah, well, how do you know about her?
Because we know about her. She'd walk down the street in Hollywood back in the 60s and 70s, and she'd be wearing these powder blue turbans. Oh, wonderful things.
She was one of these wild... She was way out there, Phil.
Like some kind of a hippie or freak?
Yeah, a hippie, yeah. But she had a powder blue turban, and she oftentimes would wear a ballplayer uniform long before it was fashionable. She'd wear a New York Yankee uniform in a powder blue turban into a dance club, right? And then she'd start doing the Watusi.
A lot of the dances of the day, the mashed potato.
Yes, the mashed potato. So she was an interesting person.
I want to ask a question here. I come from California, and I'm not saying I'm a Hollywood jet setter, but even in the 70s, a powder blue turban and a New York
Yes.
A New York Yankee uniform.
Yeah, that does sound kind of weird. I mean, was that like a discotheque?
I don't know, Mother. Was it a discotheque?
Was what a discotheque?
Where? She was dancing.
Yeah, where she danced.
Oh, I don't know. She danced in the Frug and the mashed potato.
Right, was it the 70s or the 60s?
It was the 70s.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes was the 60s.
Who gives a shit, Larry?
Can we...
Let me have the phone, Mother.
Oh, God.
I apologize for that, Phil. We're trying to...
I want a bid on the snooker.
We'll get to it, Mother. I apologize for that, Phil.
It's all right. We had a question. Well, actually, you had the comment because you heard the... I had a conversation this morning with my friend Barry Louise. She was on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Oh, this is very interesting because Twitter, you know, as they say, tweets never die. They're always there.
Well, I am here, and I want to tell you something. I think it's about time that Twitter begin to police themselves. This is the President of the United States, and I think he deserves a little more respect. And I would ask Twitter now, if anyone is associated with them listening, to please delete President Trump's tweets that are older than when he was president.
Well, how do you know he wants that?
Telling Larry that.
Excuse me, Mother. I'm sure the president would want it when he realizes that he was getting into these arguments. You said your friend was arguing with him.
Yeah, this was an interesting thing I want to tell people.
Well, I didn't want to use this as an entree for you to start going, yeah, my friend, you know.
Larry, you know, you can't take it, can you? The shoe's on the other foot.
Mother, do you know what it would be like with my underwear shoved in your gut?
See, Phil, this is what he's been saying.
Yeah, well, your underwear shoved in her mouth.
I didn't say it, but I wanted to.
Look, may I suggest... let me ask a question, Phil. Go ahead, General Shaw. Gloria, General Shaw.
Yes, General.
Now, you were saying that... No, you weren't saying. Let me talk to Larry.
Well, you wanted to talk to me.
He wants to talk to me? Yes, General.
Larry, you were saying the President of the United States has some tweets that are embarrassing before he was president.
Yes.
And it involves a friend of Phil's.
Well, it involves everybody, but Phil's friend, Barry Louise, was copied on it. In fact, the president quoted her when she was asking why it was the president was arguing with someone, and Mr. Trump tweeted back, because the guy, you know, I'm going to sue him or something like that.
Well, what was the conversation about?
It was about the size, Mother. It was about the size of President Trump's penis. Okay, and this is what I'm talking about.
Are you kidding me or something?
You don't want to delete those, man. You want to retweet them. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know, yeah, I do know what you're saying, and no, I don't agree with you at all.
So the President of the United States was upset because somebody said he had a small you-know-what.
Yes. Now, I think it's a very undignified thing.
Now, wait, I want to let people know. Barry was retweeted. She was quoted by the president when she asked her friend, why is Trump arguing with you? And Trump jumped in, quoting her, and said, because he can't afford me being sued or something.
Yeah, the president was having a conversation with, and your friend butted in.
She didn't butt in. She was asking the other guy. The president butted in.
Butted?
He said butted, but you didn't hear it, Larry.
Butted in. And he said something about, you know, he can't afford it. I'm going to be suing him.
Well, all right. But it did have to do with the guy accusing Trump of having a small one.
But it was mostly about his bankruptcies, the one that Barry was involved in.
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying to Larry. A lot of these are bankruptcy tweets.
Okay, so they're bankruptcy tweets.
Now, let me tell you something, Larry. There's two areas where you don't go with President Donald Trump. You don't start making fun of the size of his ween, you know, of his ween.
Of the ween, yeah. That's right, Larry.
Of the ween. This is what I grew up with, Phil.
Never mind. There's two areas you don't go to the size of his you-know-what, and you don't start talking about his bankruptcies, for Jesus' sake.
That is absolutely true. How do I know that? I just read his tweets.
Oh, you read his tweets?
Yes, I do, to stay as informed as I can, reading that drivel.
Yeah, well, okay, so what about it? You know, you see, you want to eliminate everything.
I think it's time that Twitter take into consideration that they are the caretakers of some of the official thoughts and feelings and the thoughts and feelings. God.
Yeah, Larry, you're getting redundant. I'll do it, Mother.
The thoughts and feelings.
Well, he grabs the phone out of my... Oh, wait a minute. The snooker table is up for grabs now, Larry. Come on.
Oh, great. We got to go into the auction area.
All right, but you're on the phone with me here.
All right. Did it. Yeah, I bid.
$2,000?
Yes, Mother.
You guys are talking to me.
I'm talking to Phil. I'm asking Twitter to...
God damn it. Some other whore got it. All right, let's get out of here.
Mother, I'm on the phone.
Don't I know it?
I'm asking Twitter, Phil.
Yes.
To understand that they are the caretakers of the president of an United States of America.
What do you mean of United States?
I didn't say that at all.
Yeah, you did say United States.
You did, Larry.
Mr. Henry?
Never mind. Keep going.
I'm asking Twitter to realize they're the caretakers of the president God damn it.
Of the United States? God damn, man.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? Larry has been paddling his way, and I got the snooker table got taken out from under me by that blue-haired whore.
The president is the caretaker of the tweets of...
Twitter is the caretaker of the tweets of the president.
Yes, yes, yes. And as such, they should have far more, I think, judicious control. And I think at times when they see a tweet, an old tweet by Mr. Trump from before he was president, talking about, you know, the size of his...
I'm just saying, Larry, the size of the dick.
The size of the dick.
You can say that when you're talking to a person.
I'd rather that he not.
Oh, well.
And also when he's talking about his bankruptcies, so that there's no more indignity. That's all I'm talking about.
All right, so you don't want any indignity visited upon Donald Trump. Man, he visited that indignity on himself when he was born.
When he's born, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, when he was born. Very funny. Very funny. You know, Robert, black people have the lowest unemployment.
Man, I'm not buying that stuff. The unemployment rate was coming down under Obama, and the stock market was going up under Obama, and the GDP was about the same under Obama, if not more. And Donald Trump didn't hit 3%, and Donald Trump ain't done jack diddly. You know what I'm saying?
That's wrong. That's just so wrong.
Let's not debate what Trump has done. You guys are talking about his tweets. You want any embarrassing tweet deleted, right?
Essentially, yes, deleted. Because there it was, big as day, talking about the size of peen size.
It's not called peen, you ass. I was humoring and Phil, it's penis.
Got it. Why don't you finish your yogurt? Penis size and bankruptcies.
Let me offer an opinion here.
I would hope so.
What opinion can you have, Mr. Henry?
Well, why don't you just sit and listen? Let me offer an opinion here. I believe that there's some validity to what Larry's saying.
What? What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
I told you.
You lost your mind, Mr. Henry?
Wait. He is the President of the United States. He is making these statements officially. And he is an idiot sometimes. And I think there's nothing in the book that says these tweets have to be preserved out in the open like that. You could take them and record them privately, archive them, so that not everybody can look them up, you know.
Well, why can't everybody look them up? The guy said them.
Because it serves as, it debases and dehumanizes and otherwise demeans the office of the presidency of the America.
You know, Larry, you sound like such, when you try to sound smart, you sound so dumb shit.
Yep.
Be that as it may, Mrs. Grover, I think that what we could do is take those tweets off of Twitter and archive them so that they are not a constant reminder of what a moron he is, and he can get some things done.
Well, wait a minute. Why can't we remember that he's an idiot?
Hey, you know what, Phil? That's what's called being informed.
Because it was a different environment. It was a different time, a different place. He was a different guy. I mean, this is an office that he's obviously trying to take more seriously. I don't know if he is or not. I'm not a fan of the guy. You know that. But why have that stuff hanging out there? I mean, it demeans the office of the president.
Yeah, you know, Sir Henry, I used to think you forget it.
Yeah, I thought you believed in truth.
I believe in truth, okay? And I'm not saying get rid of the stuff, archive it. But to have this stuff hanging out there, even Trump himself doesn't know. He doesn't know enough to not want that stuff out there. He's proud of having that stuff. He's an idiot. He's not a very good caretaker of the office of the president.
Well, now you're making a little bit of sense, but you had to go a roundabout way and do it, and I didn't like it.
Well, who gives a crap what you...
You guys are doing real good.
You know, Larry, I love how you love your mother, you know?
Well, Larry, look, and Gloria, I think both of you should enjoy the auction, although I know you said someone else got the snooker table. Is that right?
Yeah, Larry, you didn't bid it up.
What do you mean, bid it up? One person got it.
Well, there must be something else there, Gloria. What about the figurines?
What?
The figurines that you said you wanted to bid on.
I don't remember saying anything about that.
Well, the Christ, you didn't.
Thank you, Margaret, very much.
He did.
Oh, you called me he. What do you think, you're your husband?
You know, Gloria, for 5 cents.
Thank you very much, Gloria and Larry Grover for being our special guests.
Larry, I mean, Phil.
Called yourself Phil. Shit.
You know, Phil, that was a wonderful conversation about nothing.
It was about whether or not Trump's tweets should remain public. All right. Although you can, if you care to, look up any of those tweets and see them. It was pretty funny to see him getting enraged and upset with people over the size of his penis and his bankruptcies and threatening to sue every other person that came along to the point where he's talking to Barry. So,
and did Barry, what did she do?
I retweeted them, so you can, it didn't even really have anything to do with either one. She simply asked a question, and he quoted her, I don't know.
He quoted her question, you know?
Yeah, I do. We'll be right back. It's the world famous,
what do you mean, yeah, you do?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's more like it.
This is the world, I'll do it, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I'll do it. This is the world famous...
I'll do it. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
This Friday night, it's the ultimate toddler fight between Little Tiny Henson and the Teeny Tiny One. It's the international forum for little tiny baby fighters. No holds barred. Bare knuckle cage match. Little Tiny Terror and Timmy Tiny are going to be in the middle of the ring. Tiny, how you feeling?
I'm going to go out there to kick him.
What about you, Tiny?
I'm going to do it.
Yes. two of the most bare-knuckle, violent, I mean violent offenders that you've ever seen in your life. They're barely 8 months old, and they'll tear your throat out.
I want chicken's ass.
That's this Friday night, pay-per-view only, $169.33, and you'll pay every lickle. The ultimate bare-knuckle, violent, no-holds-barred fight between two little tiny kids, barely 8 months old. Blah!
Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
And I'm Phil Henry. Thank you, Robert, executive producer. For Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast 1. Don't forget, we have our chat, of course. And make sure you sign up for a backstage pass. Get a subscription to our website. Once a week, we play a classic, a Phil classic.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
We have to talk about that. Talk about what?
I don't like you giving the stuff away like that.
It's called a promotional event. It's a promotional event.
Yeah, but you're giving it away.
So I'm giving it away. It's a limited time only. But listen, once a week we have the Phil Classic. Yesterday we had, what do we have?
I'm not going to answer the question.
Yeah. I want to be a part of it.
Anyway, we had a really good classic yesterday. I think it was Roland Schwinn with Fat Pride. So get online with us at philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, a subscription to our website. It is the greatest value online other than porn. Love you. See you tomorrow, man.
Call me man.